Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Neurotech International Quarterly Investor Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Thomas Duthy. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Zach, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me on the third Neurotech International Quarterly Conference Call. My pleasure to present to you today a summary of the company's financial performance and operating activities for the 3 months ended 30 June 2023, being our Q4 FY23. I trust that all of you on today's call have had a chance to read the announcement as lodged with ASX this morning. I'd now like to provide an overview of the quarterly activities and our outlook for the remainder of the 2023 calendar year. Firstly, I would like to highlight the continued safety results collected following our Phase 1-2 clinical trial of NTI-164 in Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD. On the 31st of May, the company announced that it obtained clearance from the Human Research Ethics Committee, or HREC, to extend the Phase 1-2 trial of NTI-164 in children with ASD. This extension allows for an additional 2 years of daily oral treatment of NTI-164 for ASD patients who have already participated in this trial for a total of 1.5 years. During this extension, the company will continue to collect periodic safety information under this approval, providing further valuable long-term data. I'm pleased to report these patients are going really well, and we continue to collect this data, as I mentioned, and that data will help to guide future regulatory discussions and future regulatory submissions. Our NTI-ASD2 Phase 2-3 double-blind randomized controlled study to assess the efficacy of NTI-164 up to 20 milligrams per kilogram per day on the severity of ASD in up to 54 patients aged 2 to 17 years inclusive is also recruiting to plan. We expect to complete recruitment of this Phase 2-3 trial this half, with the trial over two-thirds recruited currently and these patients receiving treatment. Depending on the results of the current trial, we plan to sit down with the Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA, to determine the next steps for NTI-164 in seeking registration in Australia as our first market opportunity. Continuing to read and report on the cost impost of autism on the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS, only highlights to Neurotech the opportunity of NTI-164 to improve core symptoms of ASD and allow these children to integrate into society more effectively and thereby reduce their need for ancillary occupational therapies as currently funded by the NDIS. These are for level 2 and level 3 ASD patients, so the moderate to severely affected, and these are exactly the same group of patients we are enrolling in our Phase 2-3 trial. The current stats are for the NDIS as follows. One-third of all people receiving NDIS payments are diagnosed with autism. This includes 1 in 10 boys aged between 5 and 7, and almost 17,000 new participants joined the NDIS in the six-month period to April 2023, with autism listed as their primary disability. We certainly feel confident our treatment would represent a cost-effective intervention in ASD, noting the very high annual treatment costs for autism patients on the NDIS. In the context of just Australia, the market opportunity for NTI-164 in ASD could be significant. Turning now to Rett syndrome, with the launch of a Phase 1-2 clinical trial into this rare disease. For those of you who aren't familiar with Rett syndrome, it is a rare genetic neurological and developmental disorder with no cure. It occurs almost exclusively in girls and is characterized by a normal rate of development during the first 7 to 18 months following birth, followed by a slowing of development and eventual regression. The prevalence is approximately 15,000 girls and women in the United States and around 350,000 globally. As I mentioned, there is currently no cure for Rett syndrome and only one approved therapy, Daybu, trofinetide, which was approved in March 2023, which I'll come to. This therapy is approved in the US and is not currently approved for use in Australia for Rett syndrome. On the 5th of June 2023, Associate Professor Carolyn Elloway presented at the 2023 International Rett Syndrome Foundation, IRSF, by invitation on a subject entitled NTI-164, a novel full-spectrum medicinal cannabis-derived treatment for Rett Syndrome. The company was delighted to have the opportunity to share this information with clinicians and researchers representing academia, industry and government agencies from around the world. Subsequent to the end of the quarter, on July 10, 2023, the company announced HREC approval and clinical trial notification, or CTN scheme clearance, by the TGA to initiate the phase 1-2 clinical trial of NTI-164 in female patients with Rett syndrome. As investors know, our strategic development plans more or less mirror Neuren Pharmaceuticals, a $1.8 billion ASX-listed company. With our focus is also predominantly on pediatric neurological disorders. It is important to place the context of the work we are doing in Rett alongside other pediatric disorders in terms of the potential commercial value of this opportunity. On 14th of July, Neuren Pharmaceuticals announced an expansion of debut with Arcadia Pharmaceuticals via a license outside of North America, consisting of $100 million US upfront and $427 million US in potential milestones for Rett syndrome, where debut is approved, as I mentioned, and Fragile X, where debut is in clinical development. In 2018, Neuren licensed North American rights to Arcadia for $465 million in upfront and future milestone payments. And this deal was approximately 2 to 3 years ahead of the results of their Rett syndrome phase 3 trial and closer to 5 years for their eventual market approval, which we see today. So this takes the total of these deals to close to $1 billion US in commercial value, most of which is directly attributable to Rett syndrome. The Rett syndrome market is potentially worth up to $2 billion US annually, which is quite remarkable given the prevalence and incidence of this rare disorder. Hence, we are bullish on our own prospects if we can improve these patients' clinical scores with improved safety and tolerability when compared to debut, where approximately 80% of patients suffer diarrhea, representing four times the rate of the placebo group, and twice as many suffered vomiting, being 29% of patients receiving this drug. But exemplifying a market need here, despite 61% of patients taking debut who did not improve, 13% of patients were rated as much improved. And in the follow-up open label study where everyone received debut, 46% of patients withdrew before completing the study. The cost of this drug, which is dependent on weight, is priced around $1,000 per day, making this patient intervention a very expensive drug indeed. I'd now like to turn to our PANDAS PANS program. Just reminding investors on the call, PANDAS, Pediatric Autoimmune Neuropsychiatric Disorders Associated with Streptococcal Infection, PANDAS, and Pediatric Acute Onset Neuropsychiatric Syndrome, PANS, collectively PANDAS PANS, is the indication that we are following with NTI-164. To that regard, on 3 May 2023, we announced the successful completion of patient recruitment for our phase 1-2 clinical trial of NTI-164 for PANDAS PANS. A total of 15 pediatric patients have commenced treatment with NTI-164, and this study aims to provide valuable insights into the clinical efficacy and safety of NTI-164 in these patients over the 12-week study period. The company congratulates co-principal investigators Professor Russell Dale and Professor Michael Fay and their respective clinical teams on the rapid enrollment we anticipate releasing the top-line results of this trial in Q3 calendar year 2023. On the 30th of May, we announced the HREC approval to extend this phase 1-2 clinical trial in these children after they turn 18 years of age. This decision by the HREC was granted based on requests from investigators and parents so that a patient who turns 18 while on NTI-164 treatment may continue daily oral treatment beyond their 12-week treatment phase and into the 54-week extension phase of the trial, which is open label. This ADTREC approval gives the company utmost flexibility and will provide us with valuable clinical data with respect to future regulatory submissions and advice. It is worth noting once again that this is the world's first clinical trial to investigate the potential utility of a novel full-spectrum medicinal cannabis drug product to treat PANDAS PANS. This trial is particularly important because PANDAS PANS collectively are conditions that can severely impact a child's life and that of their families, and there is no known cure and no effective treatments available. As I've mentioned before, with the strong anti-inflammatory and immune modulating properties of NTR-164, we are quietly excited about the prospects of this trial. We look forward to seeing the results of this trial and the impact that it will have on the lives affected by PANDAS PANS this current quarter. Next, I'd like to walk you through the company's key financials for the quarter and for the full year. During the quarter, the company recorded gross total operating expenditures, excluding revenue sources, of $1.6 million, which was comprised of research and development of $1.3 million, staff costs of $88,000, and administrative corporate and interest of $220,000 for the quarter. Additionally, the company received $460,000 as a GST refund for the quarter, and the net result was total operating cash flows for the quarter were $1.1 million. Total operating cash outflows, if I did not say that, $1.1 million. Corporately, as you know, we run a virtual operating model by outsourcing key developmental activities, particularly manufacturing, drug production, and the management of clinical trials. This allows us to flex our cash utilization rather effectively. On a full-year basis, our corporate costs were $1.3 million and our staff costs were $0.3 million. R&D costs during the quarter were directed towards accelerating recruitment of the Phase 2-3 ASC clinical trial, finalising recruitment of the Phase 1-2 PANDAS PANS trial, and the necessary preparative work for the commencement of the Phase 1-2 Rett syndrome trial, with first patients expected to commence treatment very soon. In parallel, we continue to invest into the production of NTR-164 across our two manufacturing sites and scaling our GMP, good manufacturing practice, for final product production. This will be important for our future regulatory discussion in Australia and overseas. Looking now at our R&D cash expenditure on a full year basis, we invested a total of $6.3 million for the year. Noting that the vast majority of this spend was in Australia, we anticipate gaining access to a sizable R&D tax incentive rebate for this amount. In October 2022, as you know, we raised a total of $9 million via a share placement to fund our core and at the time planned pediatric neurological programs. I'm pleased to say we have achieved these goals with new trials established in ASD, PANDAS PANS, and more recently Rett syndrome. Running clinical trials is not an inexpensive exercise. However, we believe our approach for new pediatric disorders, where we treat a small number of patients with NTR-164 over an extended period and measure their baseline clinical status and thereafter over regular intervals, is an excellent means by which we can examine the utility of NTR-164 and generate both safety and efficacy data. Remember, PANDAS PANS and Rett syndrome are considered rare or orphan diseases. So to initiate, recruit, and generate clinical data so quickly is testament to the diligence in our manufacturing, the belief we hold as to the novel and unique product characteristics for NTR-164, and the commitment of our clinicians to find new and effective therapies to treat these difficult diseases or disorders. Now briefly turning to manufacturing, our manufacturing costs are also not insignificant and reflect the constant refinements and improvements we are making to our processes to increase scale and lower the cost of goods for supplying NTR-164 into the future, subject to clinical and regulatory success. As investors may be aware, a new standard from the Therapeutic Goods Administration commenced on 1 July 2023, called TGO-93, which means an imported medical cannabis product must be manufactured in accordance with one of the identified GMP standards. This is not only a positive for the industry, where unregulated medical cannabis products are being manufactured overseas and supplied to needy Australian customers, but it's also likely to have a material impact on Australian suppliers who are unable to adjust for this new reality. At NeuroTech, we expect to have close to 100 pediatric patients either on trials or subject to extended use of NTR-164 in the months ahead. Hence, efficient manufacturing processes are important for us. We are upscaling our GMP process from 100 to 600 litre capacities, which would represent at least 1 month's supply for over 600 patients per run. We certainly see no issues in the economies of scale for NTR-164, and at a greater scale, we expect to also improve our yields and drive down costs. As investors will appreciate, we are unable to supply NTR-164 outside of clinical trials to ensure we are able to test the safety and effectiveness in these patients under controlled conditions. Reflecting on the benefits of NTR-164 in ASD trials, we are transitioning those 11 ASD patients on the phase 1-2 trial now completed to a compassionate use program, specifically the special access scheme SASB category B, through the Monash Medical Center. The SASB program will be applicable only for NTR-164 and, as I mentioned, for these 11 ASD patients under the care of Professor Michael Fay. NeuroTech will also benefit from reduced charges associated with pharmacy, clinician and pathology costs of supplying the drug to these patients. Over time, it's likely other patients on our trials will receive a similar pathway. The company closed the quarter with cash and cash equivalents of $5 million, and I would like to remind investors the company is fully funded to complete all current clinical trials, and given the vast majority of our R&D costs are based in Australia, as I mentioned, we'll be in a position to receive a sizable R&D tax incentive in the second half, most likely early Q4. Finally, I'd just like to use this opportunity to update you on our outlook and milestones, with lots of exciting developmental news forecast for the remainder of the year. NeuroTech has made excellent progress to date in accelerating the use of NTR-164 in a number of these pediatric neurological disorders, where there is a significant unmet medical need for new, safe and effective therapies. In the second half of the calendar year, we're expecting a number of important and exciting milestones, including, which we have achieved already, as I mentioned, the ATREC TGA approval for Rett in phase 1-2. We expect to commence the phase 1-2 in Rett syndrome shortly. We expect the results of our PANDAS-PANS phase 1-2 clinical trial. We expect a complete recruitment of the Rett syndrome phase 1-2 trial, complete recruitment of the ASD phase 2-3 clinical trial, and we expect to secure an ATREC TGA approval for a cerebral palsy phase 1-2 clinical trial. Depending on the rapidity of recruitment for ASD and Rett, there is potential for these trials to report data during the calendar 2023 calendar year. We will update investors on our progress towards these goals. Importantly, as I mentioned, we are funded to run these trials. So overall, a very busy and exciting year ahead for us at NeuroTech. And once again, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join me on the call today and your interest in the company. We look forward to sharing our progress towards these goals in the weeks and months ahead. And that concludes today's formal part of the conference call. I'd like to hand to the operator, Zach, for any questions you may have. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the headset to ask your question. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We'll pause for a moment to allow participants to register for a question. Your first question comes from Will Maxwell, private investor. Please go ahead.
G'day. Yeah, I just want to know about the patents, if that's been approved or just, yeah, you can give some information on that.
Yeah, sure, no worries. So we have patents filed and patent awaiting issue, and we are at what's called the PCT stage for our patent application. So that's the Patent Cooperation Treaty, PCT. So the way to think about our intellectual property position is we have patents pending, and that comprises both the novelty in the composition that we have for our drug product NTR-164, and it also comprises methods for NTR-164 to treat a neurological disorder, for example. So, they are actively under prosecution, but they are at this stage they are not issued. In addition, we'll, as we've communicated previously, both PANDAS PANS and Rett syndrome are classified as what are called orphan diseases, and as such, their prevalence is less than 200,000 in the United States and less than 5 in 10,000 in Europe. Accordingly, we aim to secure orphan drug designations for one or both of those indications moving forward, and those confer 10 years market exclusivity in the United States or 7 years in Europe, respectively. And so that provides us an additional layer of protection over and above our patents, and also we quite clearly rely on our trade secrets and know-how as it relates to both the growing of NTR-164 and also its production into final drug product.
Yep, sounds good.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to hand the conference back to Dr. Doopey for his final remarks.
Thank you, Zach, and thank you everyone for joining today. There's a rich pipeline of milestones and news for Neurotech ahead in the next 5 months as we move into Christmas. So we certainly look forward to updating all of you at the appropriate time. Thanks again for your attendance today.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.